Getting set here for the start of half number two. It will begin with the kick of Trayvon Bass, who will boom it away from the right hash mark of the 40-yard line. Lakewood sending two players back deep, Mike Randolph and David Patterson. And we are set here for some third-quarter action with the score tied at 6. Big matchup for both teams in Class B South. Donovan trying to even their record to 1-1. Mondon trying to avenge a loss from 2 weeks ago against St. John Vianney. The Piners trying to go to 2-0 to open the year. It is a squib onside kick that is fielded by Lakewood, picked up by Devin Delaney. He had to run backwards after he did field it back to the 30-yard line, but did cover it up. Matt Post on the tackle. So the Piners will start with it first here. First and 10 from their own 30-yard line. Amir Tyler, the sophomore, will stay in at the tailback spot. Well, maybe he won't. He is actually running off. And Chappelle Cook, who we were just told won't really see a whole lot of time, has actually come on.
Maybe they're going to give it a go. So maybe they'll try this series to see if they can make it a go. Of course, the head coach of the Piners is L.J. Clark. The offensive coordinator, former Point Barrow coach, Calvin Thompson.
Split wide receiver set. Dave Patterson near sideline to the left. Up top to the right, Joey Caritis. I formation. Mondon showing blitz. Here is the give to Cook, and he is tackled back behind the line of scrimmage. Naheem Calhoun coming through to make that tackle, about a 3-yard loss. It'll set up second and 13. Cook doesn't seem to have a whole lot of explosiveness out of that ankle. And Amir Tyler will come back into the game. Cook will stay in, however. They will check out Delaney.
Defensive coordinators, by the way, from Mondon, co-defensive coordinators, Chad Doherty and Jim Papali, if that name sounds familiar. His brother Frank, of course, the head coach at Homedale.
Split wide receiver set. One to either side, tight end to the right. Out of the eye. Marks wants to throw. Play action. Flips it in the flat. Has Tyler, who will make the catch. Over the line of scrimmage. Get forward for a gain of about 5.
Marks drilled by Jimmy Cleveland as they let that pass go. Griffin's getting pretty good penetration.
So what do you think? L.J. Clark thought that we were going to give some information to Mondon? Cook was out. By the way, guys, he is limping rather severely out there. Try to give it his all out there, but don't know if it's helping him or hurting him.
Yeah, you can see all the tape. He's all taped up.
Caritis and Patterson this time as wide receivers, along with Randolph in a 3-wide receiver. Make it 4-wide receiver package. Segui has checked into the game as well. Marks wanting to throw, looking to go downtown, except downtown was in a whole nother state, and then drop on the pressure from Cleveland, and Schremer off the outside ends off the incompletion. It'll make it fourth down and long.
So Seguia go back in punt formation, and barring anything strange, Donovan should come out of this one in good field position.
Well, they got the two speedsters back there, Carrington and Field, so if they can catch it on the fly, look out.
Late first half, Barnegat has just scored to go up 28-14 on Manchester.
Penalty down. I think somebody might have moved then.
They're counting guys right
now.
I think an illegal substitution. There it is. That's the signal. For Lakewood, that'll move them back 5. Had 12 and ran one off. 12 in the huddle. Can't do that. Now Mondon makes a quick switch to Vinny Grasso as they move up and drop just Carrington deep, Matt.
Maybe going to break
pressure.
Some pressure.
Yeah.
And here it comes. High snap. Segui just got a wobbly kick. It'll be great field position here for Mondon. They'll have it at the Lakewood 42-yard line with 10:50 to go in the third quarter, tied at 6.
Well, credit the special teams coach or whoever made that call, because by putting the pressure on and then with the high snap, Segui got off a bad punting. The Griffins, great field position, will start in Lakewood territory at the 43-yard line. Their first possession of this second half.
That was a 13-yarder, Matt, after Mondon got a 4-yarder off in the first half. So a couple of bad punts by both teams.
First and 10 now for the Griffins. Grasso operating from the left hash mark. Splits the wide out, slots to either side. Fields in deep motion. Here's the give up the middle for Bass. That play has been inconsistent, to say the least. Tackled by, of course, Detrell Reed, who's been all over the field tonight. No gain on the play. Make it second and 10.
Boy, they just cannot block Reed. He has been in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage just about every play.
You know, the thing that I don't understand is they keep trying to go at Reed on that side.
Yeah, I wouldn't even go near him.
I'd try the left side a little bit.
I'd go into another zip code. I would not go anywhere near him.
On second down now and 10. Grasso again will send Fields across the formation this time. Wanting to throw. He's got Carrington open, but overthrew him just a touch. Dave Patterson, the safety, coming up in bracket coverage with the corner to deflect it away. Make it now third down and 10 with 10:08 to go in the third quarter.
Now you guys feel, but I get the impression that teams, if they're going to score, they're going to have to hit a big play. I just don't see too many sustained drives.
I would tend to agree. Haven't seen really any sort of sustained drive.
What did Carrington do there? Carrington just kept on running through the end zone behind the soccer goal. Oh, here he comes. Now he's coming on the sideline.
He will check out. Not sure nicked up or just needed to go for a light jog around the field.
That's what he did.
Fields in motion again. Grasso wanting Fields, and again will get sacked. Trying to continue to set up that little flare slash screen pass to the outside. That time Devin Delaney will come through and get the sack. Again, teams, Kevin, we saw it from Lakewood in the first half. Great field position. Couldn't cash in. Same story here for Mondon.
No, they started at the Lakewood 43. They're now going to punt from their own 47. There were five guys in on that play. Any one of them could have made the tackle. Delaney first on the scene.
Patterson going back deep, awaiting the kick of Schremmer. Lakewood, all of their guys standing up. They bring very mild pressure. Schremmer gets off an angling kick to his right that will roll out of bounds inside the 20 at the 18-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for Lakewood. 9:21 to go here in the third quarter. We are still tied at 6 after a pair of first-quarter scores. Thought maybe we'd have an offensive-type game, and since that point, it's been defensively dominated.
Well, I just think the Griffins are having a tough time up front with this Lakewood defensive line anchored by Reed, Watson, and Terry. And I'm trying, you know, might need to hit a home run play. You know, Mondon lost a 1,000-yard running back in Grant Klimek from a year ago. I actually saw him before the game. Kid looks great. I forgot where he said he's playing. I want to say maybe Nichols State. Does that ring a bell?
Sounds like it could be,
right? I think that's what he said.
It'll be a straight eye formation for Lakewood. Tyler is the deep man in this package, split wide receiver set. It'll be Tyler to get it. Cuts up, gets over the 20, run out of bounds as he stood up to the 22-yard line. Host of tacklers in on that, along with Dean Wilk.
Tyler stays down, Matt.
Yeah, a little shaken up after
that. Boy, that's not good.
Last tackle. So already with Chappelle Cook, the senior, hurting. Tyler now in pain. We did see Josh Palmer, number 23, run the football earlier in the game. Never want to have to go three deep at the tailback spot.
Bob DiStefano, the Monsignor Donovan athletic trainer, just happened to be there. He was first on the scene. And then Pat Halpern, the longtime Lakewood athletic trainer, came running across the field. They are both attending.
Only a cramp,
Tyler,
guys. Only a cramp.
Oh, that's good. That's good to hear.
Left leg.
For all this month, guys, here's a great deal. I should probably do this on the way home. For all this month, you stop into Ferrari's Pizzeria and Deli on Route 9 in Beechwood. You ask for a free pizza pie, they'll give it to you. Just bring your ID. Just bring your ID right on Route 9 in Beechwood. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. It's free because they know you'll be back at Ferrari's Pizza and Deli in Beechwood. That's right by the Quick Check there.
Matt and I are going the opposite way. We're going north.
We need a game in like
Central
Barnegat or somewhere.
We were there
we have
last
to go
week.
North.
We were there last week. Why didn't you tell us, Matt? I mean, Kevin.
Well, sorry, guys. This month.
What defense is going to break first here? Because defenses have dominated this one after, what, the first 5 minutes of this football game?
little bit of confusion here for Lakewood in the formation. It'll now be trips off to the right. Single receiver back to the left for Marks. Puts a man in motion. In motion, Randolph. He will get the handoff on the end around, looking for the corner.
Yeah.
He's got it. Flag out. This is going to come back off an illegal block from Joey Caritis, who was the last man to kind of set the edge. And despite what would have been a first down, it is coming back off the penalty.
Dean Wilk made the tackle.
Yeah, I think he held Vinny Grasso, who closes very quick from his deep spot. Got outstanding closing speed.
Final score, by the way, guys, in Asbury Park. The Blue Devils of Shore get their first win of the season. They shut out the Blue Bishops 10-0.
Wow.
Both teams now at 1-1 on the season. With the penalty, second down and 16. Marks looks things over. High snap. They give it on the end around, and the play read beautifully coming through the line. Number five, Garrett Fitzgerald. Lakewood tried same play, other side, and Fitzgerald was all over it. Another loss on the play. This one about a five-yard loss. Third down, and oh boy, about 20.
You would have almost thought Fitzgerald was in the huddle to hear the play call. He had that one read all the way.
Well, this is obviously going to change the field position if
sure is.
Mondon could just hold him inside the 10-yard line here. The ball sits on the six.
And remember, Lakewood has had problems on the snap on the punts.
Yeah, their last one went for 13 yards. So
Piners need to get out to the 28-yard line. So third down and 22. And a flag coming out.
Delay. Wow.
Delay game. That was a fast.
Boy, that was fast.
I didn't see him count. Usually the back judge, only five officials tonight, by the way. We've been seeing six. But usually that back judge counts at the five-second mark. I must have missed it because I did not see him count.
I don't think Lakewood did either.
Well, now they're inside of their five on the three.
Third down and very long. Quick pass to the outside is incomplete. Intended target was Mike Randolph. Even if he would have caught it, probably would have been right at the sideline and run out of bounds. So right. Now pinned back inside your own five. Lakewood would have to punt it away.
Question, do you go after the punter here?
No.
No, huh?
No, you're going to get the ball on the 30-yard line probably with any kind, even if he blasts it. Look where Carrington is standing. I think he's a little bit too close.
Yeah, I do too.
Standing at his own 20, at the 22-yard line.
Yeah, he's got to back up to at least the 30, but I wouldn't take any chances of roughing the kicker.
Could he field the kick from where he is right now at the 20?
No, it's over his head. I don't get it.
Going to bounce at the 34-yard line and then roll backwards to about the 31 where it is down. So another opportunity here. It's the second for Monsignor Donovan in the quarter to have it in pretty good field position, this time at the Lakewood 31-yard line.
Give Segui props on that one. Kicking from the end line of his end zone, got the kick away pretty good and not too bad considering where he kicked it from.
30-yard punt. So it'll be Griffin's ball, first down and 10 at the Lakewood 32.
First and 10. Grasso looking to run option off the right side, going backwards to the 35-yard line. Stopped there by Reed and Terry, both defensive ends.
Just can't block them.
They cannot block Dontrell Reed. Haven't been able to. The time they did actually try to go away from him.
There's so much penetration, though, across the line. Listen, Grasso's a terrific runner. Had 144 yards in the opener against Vianney. He just can't get on track.
Grasso coming out here on a second down and 13. Back of the 35-yard line. Fields in motion. Will stop and then go back to his left. Slot receiver either side. Now Fields in motion again. Grasso running off the right side, in trouble again, breaks a couple tackles, though stays on his feet, gets down inside the 25, and then run out of bounds near the first down marker, which is at the 22-yard line. Stop for a loss, at the very least, no gain. Vinny Grasso able to squirt forward, get to the 20, and grab a Mondon first down.
Well, like a
he came up cramping too, guys, so be alert for that, Vinny Grasso.
Like a water bug there. I mean, it looked like he was going nowhere, and that was just all on his own. This is an opportunity the Griffins cannot blow. They've got to get some points on the board here.
6:11 to go in the third quarter, trying to break a 6-6 tie. Grasso checks the defense over. Lakewood looks like they're bringing pressure up the middle. Grasso wants to throw, looking for Carrington, almost intercepted. Great coverage by Haseem McGrady, the 6-foot senior corner for Lakewood. With the incompletion, make it 2nd and 10.
Boy, it's just kind of like a throw it up and hope he gets it, Ed.
Bringing my offensive philosophy, of which is probably nil, if Carrington would run down 10 yards and stop, he would be open by 7 or 8 yards, because that corner is just bailing, because every time they've thrown it, it's been deep.
Yeah.
Like you said, throw it up and hope. If he would just stop, I'm sure Vinny Grasso could hit him if he has time. Maybe they're setting it up.
Carrington will check out. Coming into the game, Zach Saskavichul goes the wide receiver off to the left. Pagano staying near sideline of the right. Lakewood again showing pressure up the middle and off the edge. Long cadence. Here's the reverse play off to the left side. Breaking a couple of tackles, going towards the end zone. And diving forward is David Calderon, who will take it in. Calderon, the 5'7 sophomore, 145 pounds, just kind of hid behind everyone. And then all of a sudden saw nothing but green grass in front and scores to give Monsignor Donovan a 12-6 advantage.
Well, Ed, correct me if I'm wrong, a little misdirection.
Yeah, it was a counter.
Right?
Counter.
And they got Lakewood pursuing, and then once he got through there was really nobody there.
Yeah, I love the call. It was definitely a counter. Started right, came back left with Calderon, and some shifty running got him into the end zone. So Lakewood's defense breaks first.
On for the extra point. Good snap, good hold. Kick is up this time from Bass. And this one is good. 13-6, Monsignor Donovan leads with 5:57 to go in the third quarter. We step out for a quick timeout, 30-second spot. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network.
Kitchen and bath with TLC, experts at making your dream kitchen or bath a reality, all while staying within your budget. Kitchen and bath with TLC, Serve City on Long Beach Island.
13-6, our score with 5:57 to go in the third quarter. 20-yard touchdown run from sophomore David Calderon has given the Griffins a 7-point advantage.
Matt, they are working on Vinny Grasso here on the sideline right in front of me, so we'll see if they hold him out of defense.
Another squib kick here by Bass. This one will get pushed out of bounds at the 41-yard line. So I would think Lakewood would...
They could take it right there.
Opt to take it right there. Actually, the 40-yard line is where they'll put it.
Yeah. I don't understand. I'm telling you right now, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Kick the ball down.
Well, home run threats back there.
So yeah.
I know.
I just play the odds here.
Yeah. So is out of the defense, by the way. He's a very important part of the defense.
Dante Pagano will take his place.
He's up now.
Rumson leading St. John Vianney at the half, 14-7. Latest update in that big game up in Monmouth County. On 1st and 10, see if Lakewood can answer back. Three wide receiver set this time for Marks. Here comes pressure. Fitzgerald, the pitch to the outside, and then lit up like a ton of bricks. That was number 58, Kyle Schremmer, the defensive end, who was able to find number six, Mike Randolph, for a 5-yard loss.
They're going to hit him for celebration, Matt. I hate that call. Unbelievable.
That's weak. That is weak. There's got to be some spontaneity allowed, unless somebody said something that taunted in any way.
With the penalty, the ball gets taken to midfield, and it will be a first down for Lakewood. And that's a tough call.
If I'm Dan Duddy, I'd at least want an explanation.
Well, but we all saw it. We saw he got up. I mean, it was, an 8-yard loss, a tremendous play. He got up and sort of stomped around, but towards no white shirts. But It was called.
I formation. First and 10 for Lakewood from midfield. Here's the carry. Going to go to Amir Tyler, who's back into the game. Tyler breaks a tackle, the line of scrimmage, lowers the shoulder, and will pick up about 7 extra yards after contact. 12-yard pickup down inside the Griffin 40 to the 38 before Jimmy Cleveland can make the tackle.
Well, that whole penalty just changes this whole, turns this whole thing around. Lakewood would have been looking at a 2nd and 18. Instead, they get a first down, then a nice carry on that play and another first down, and now they're inside Griffin territory at the 38.
Piner's taking a long time in the huddle, and now the officials will actually stop it. Looks like a Griffin player having a problem with the helmet.
Matt Post, but they get all that, they get that taken care of.
And breaking from the huddle is Lakewood. I package Delaney and Tyler, who's the deep man. Split wide receiver sent one to either side for Marks, who's up under center. Here's the gift to Tyler. He is in a world of trouble. Going backwards and is going to get tackled. Again, reading the play perfectly was the Mondon defense, leading the charge, Matt Post, who came through. That will go as a 10-yard loss back to the Mondon 49.
Guys, listen to this update. We got a couple seconds here. Jackson, Toms River East game. Jackson is up 28-0 at halftime over East. Toms River East has fumbled the ball 5 times in the first half.
No wow. Comment needed, right?
Wow.
2nd down now and 20 with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. 6-6 the score. 13-6. In favor of Monsignor Donovan. Split wide set again. Tight end again to the right. Marks, little play action, rolling off to his right. He's in trouble, going to tuck in and run. Now in more trouble, and will get sacked. Brought down back behind the line. Jimmy Cleveland there to lead the way. Post was there also. 2-yard loss to now set up 3rd down and 22.
I thought Jimmy Cleveland's playing a pretty good football game. Been in on quite a few hits on the quarterback.
Both he and Matt Post, I think, have been the leaders of that Griffin defense tonight.
Exactly. Of course, Jimmy Cleveland, one of those players who came over from Toms River North last, I guess it was probably February, right, Matt?
Yeah, February, March, I agree.
Boy, Lakewood's offense is, you know.
Well, they're missing Cook.
Yeah, exactly.
3rd and 22. Marks almost fell as he came out of center. Now going to let it fly down the field. Nobody home but Vinny Grasso, who will intercept it at the 15-yard line. Now to the 30, to the 35. Gets to the 40. Gets a block of the 45 at midfield and back into Lakewood territory. Tackled inside the Piner 45-yard line, down to about the 43, maybe the 42. And Mondon with an opportunity to put a little bit of a hammer down on Lakewood right now.
Well, I think that was a case of Marks just assumed there'd be a receiver running a fly pattern, and he just let it go. There was not a receiver, Ed, within 25 yards of that pass. Grasso was the only one back there. The safety playing deep formation caught it with a nice return to give the Griffins great field position here. They'll start it at the Lakewood 43. 2:42 left in the third quarter. Donovan up 13-6, looking for more.
I was just going to say, Matt, I was going to say it acted like a punt. The only problem was they didn't tackle Grasso. They let him run it back 40 yards.
Fresh off a series in which they scored, the Mondon offense back on. Fields in motion. He's going to get the carry. Wants to throw. Now going to stop. Didn't have his receiver. Reverse field, go back to his left. He's got a wall of blue set up in front of him. Going to have 10, 15 yards, then pushed out of bounds inside the 30. Down to about the 27-yard line. Wanted Carrington on the go route, but Carrington had slipped and fallen down. Great recognition by Fields, turning and going all the way across the field and getting 15 yards for a Mondon first down.
Well, that's where Fields' speed in the open field allowed him to make a play out of nothing.
Well, like we see so many time on these early fall nights, you know, where it's so warm in the daytime and then gets a little cool at night, the field becomes very slick, and that's where Carrington slipped.
Pagano and Carrington split the field, one receiver to either side for Grasso on first down and 10. Fields in motion again. This time wants to run and will, and then get dragged down at the 28-yard line. Again, Mondon looking for a horse collar tackle.
Well, that time I'll back the official up because I thought he got him by the jersey that time, the back of the jersey, and pulled him down.
It was Amir Tyler on the tackle. Loss of a yard to set up second and 11, 2 minutes to go in this third quarter.
Halftime score in Tuckerton. Both teams looking for their first win of the season. Point Barrow leads Pinelands 13-3.
Second down and 11. Pagano this time near side wide receiver. Fields in deep motion. Here's the give up the middle to Bass. And running right into Ben Watson.
That
was like an appetizer for Watson.
Wow. Hors d'oeuvre.
Took him right down. No gain on the play. Limping off is Josh Palmer, the inside linebacker for Lakewood.
A lot of players stretching out there, Matt. You could see late in this third quarter.
Kind of in four down territory here for Mondon. This is a third down and 11. They don't want to let this opportunity slip away, but they need a big play.
Seskavich will split out wide left. Near sideline right is Pagano. Grasso on a quarterback draw. He's got a seam off the left side. Now cuts back to his right. Runs down to the 20-yard line. That's going to be shy of a first down by about 2 yards.
Just what they needed, though, to make this fourth down very manageable.
Tyler again on the tackle, and again a player is down. I think it's
that's the big guy.
Watson this time.
Yeah. That's cramps.
Yep. Pat Halpern's going to lift that front of the cleat and try and stretch it out.
Got to bring the forklift on to get that leg up. It'll be fourth and two when we come back. 42 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Mondon up top 13-6.
Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair at 911 Charles Drive in Toms River has been a trusted and reliable business for fixing cars and trucks for over 30 years. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Very funny guy, by the way. You go there with a bad transmission, he'll really make you laugh, and then he hands you the bill. That's Mark, the transmission guy. Same old guy, just a new name.
Make you laugh, then make you cry.
He is...
Yeah, when he gets when he tells you your transmission shock, Matt.
You go there, you know, you go there with tears and he tries to make you laugh. Coming up at the end of tonight's game, like we do every game, we'll have our Klees Ocean Trophies Player of the Game. Of course, brought to you by Klees Bar and Grill in Seaside Heights, who will provide a $25 gift certificate to the winner and a beautiful award from Ocean Trophies in Lenoka Harbor coming up at the end of tonight's contest.
Very nice change in our awards this year. Very nice looking place.
Scott always does a great job for
he
us
sure
at
does.
Ocean Trophies.
Been doing it for how many years?
As long as I can remember.
Fourth down, a long two here for Mondon. Fields in motion. Long cadence.
Right tackle move, Matt.
From Mondon, and it will cost him 5 yards and back him up to make it fourth down on a long seven.
Mondon.
Still think the decision is the same. You're still going to go for it. You maybe change the play that you were going to do.
A little bit tougher now. That's the only veteran back. Can't make those mistakes. Just a little twitch of the shoulders. Never came off out of his stance, but... twitch those shoulders and pretty visible.
So now fourth and seven. Guy who scored the touchdown, Calderon, is into the game. Grasso wants to throw. In some trouble. Avoids the rush. Goes right. Lets it go towards the sideline.
He caught it.
Catch was made.
Not enough.
Not
flag
enough.
Flag down. Yeah. Late flag.
Very late flag came out.
The flag on the field.
Reception. Wonder if there might have been a man downfield.
Yeah, lineman downfield. That was it.
Reception was for about 6 yards. All this won't really matter in the grand scheme of things because it was going to go back to Lakewood anyway.
Is it a loss of down on that?
I believe so.
Well, there's no downs to lose, really. It was fourth down.
Well, I mean, they won't get the down over if they take the penalty.
Out to the 25-yard line, the ball will go, and it will be first and 10 for Lakewood.
Yeah, it's a loss of down penalty, so Lakewood will get the benefit of the penalty, which is 5 yards.
Lakewood takes over.
And the down, and they will take over on down. So
the Pioneers survived that turnover.
Yep. They just got to get their offense moving now. They've got 10 seconds left in this third and a fourth quarter to get it going.
As long as you stay within that one score, you just got to hit one big play.
First and 10 from the 25-yard line. There's 10 seconds to go in this third quarter. Lakewood coming back on with the offense, which has been pretty stagnant for the most part of the night, trailing by 7. Here comes the blitz again. Tyler gets the handoff deep back behind the line of scrimmage and able to get to the line of scrimmage. Nothing more than that. And that'll take us to the end of the third quarter. The tackle by Post and Calhoun. We have played 3 with the fourth quarter coming up. Mondon trying to get that first win of the season in 12 minutes away and a 7-point lead. Up 13-6 over Lakewood. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Sunny's Recycling Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.